I mean, I think that's why the live stuff has been nice, because it's just very, like, real, and you just actually feel whether or not people are, like, connecting to the music and shit. And it's, like, obviously it's nice if a song gets, like, 20 million plays or something. That's good for everybody and definitely helps me. But it's still just a number. Like, you don't really see the reactions.
This week on Lust for Live Boston, Harpoon Fest is back, along with The Who and Jill McCracken. I chop it up with Johan Lennox about tour life with 07 O'Shake, and more hip-hop, Tech N9ne coming back to the Bean. Yo, 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 welcome back. Lust for Live Boston, episode 8. I am your hostess with the mostest, Cliff Notes. Shit. We distill hundreds of events into a manageable list to help you figure out what to do. The week is May 18th. You know how we get down when we get down. Let's hop into the week. All right, we got a busy Wednesday for you. Let's start with the band I didn't know, but looks pretty interesting. It's the Dead South and Rever Payton's Big Damn Band at the House of Blues. I know that the Dead South is a folk bluegrass kind of musical ensemble based in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. This should be interesting to say the least. Let's move on down the block and around the corner to the Theater District. And you should check out Louis Bello at the W, another great singer. That's a great family of singers over there. Next, you got what I think is a band that I've been hearing since I was at my Austin Pudding days. It's Lady Pills, and they're playing at a pretty steeple venue called the Rockwell Theater in Davis Square. I actually had a screening of one of my films there a few years ago. It's a really interesting venue. Check it out, right in Davis Square. And the last thing I got you is Certifiable Legends, The Who, at the TD Garden. I don't need to say much about that. But I do gotta say a little bit about that sound. You know it's time for the Inside Scoop, and today I got someone special near and dear to my heart. This person is Matt MacArthur, the one who's running things over at a resource all artists should know about, the record company. Matt's kind of like a studio big brother to me. He literally helped me build the studio we're recording in now. Like, literally buzzsaw out in front of the record company, cutting wood, teaching me about French cleats, and then installing them. Thank you, Matt.
Hey, this is Matt at the Record Co. My inside scoop for this week is Freddie Gibbs, the Space Rabbit Tour, with Zach Fox at Paradise Rock Club on Thursday, May 19th at 7 p.m. See you there.
Thank you again, Matt MacArthur. If you don't know, you should know about the record company, nonprofit recording studio right on Mass Ave by the Connector. It's a place where you should get your album recorded. It's really affordable. Rehearsal rooms, too. You know we need that in the city. So thanks again, Matt. If you got the inside scoop, email us, lustforlivebos@doubleelvis.com. All right, back to our regularly scheduled program. Event highlights, part deux. All right, let's start with Thursday. We got a local legend in the making, Jill McCracken, coming to Brighton Music Hall. Jill has a brand new single called Help Me, Hold Me, Heal Me, which is something that I'm asking for every day. Thank you, Jill, for making that into a song. Make sure you check out Jill at Brighton Music Hall. I told you about Reverend Payton's Big Damn Band at the Dead South show. Now I got for you Reverend Horton Heat at Wally's, the legendary jazz cafe on Mass Ave. Make sure you check that out for Wally's, if anything else. Another thing I got for you is Suicide Silence at Big Night Live. This is classic deathcore. If you want some screaming, you want to get those emotions out, this is for you. All right, on to Friday. And let's talk about Eric Krasno at Paradise Rock Club. This is kind of Leon Bridges or Trombone Shorty, except instead of a trombone, you got a guitar. And this is just for great guitar players. And you know this because you see Sun Little, who's another great guitar player, on the Paradise bill. Next, you got Alan Raymond over at the Brighton Music Hall. This is singer-songwriter from Toronto. Francis in the Lights kind of vibe. Check out his new song, Rider, if you want to get a sense of what he's up to. Pretty good stuff. Last thing I got for you is AJR at the Xfinity Center. This is a vampire weekend, kind of 21 Pilots slash fun. The band. Well, I guess kind of the show as well. This is just fun. This is going to be a fun show, obviously. And if you don't believe me, you got Gail and the legendary Blue Man Group opening up. All right, let's move on to Saturday. And over at the Brighton Music Hall, I got French 79 over at Brighton Music Hall. I already said that, but it has to be said twice so you don't forget. It's going to be a great show. This is some dance electronic music. If you like Terra Jr. or DJ Carbo, you'd like this show. I know this because they're similar, kind of. And also, they're the openers. Next, at the Wilbur, you got Miss Pat. Miss Pat is the co-host of the Big Tigger Morning Show and also has her own show on BET Plus called the Miss Pat Morning Show. This is stand-up comedy at its finest. Go ahead and YouTube Miss Pat if you want to laugh before you get to the gig. Also, at House of Blues, you got Guster. Guster kind of reminds me of Peter Frampton, Ben Folds, soft rock my man Dab would play. And Dab, for those who don't know, is the legendary David Allen Boucher, who would play Bedtime Magic on 106.7. Yeah, and the last thing I got for you is Cloud Cult. I'm going to read you my notes exactly how they are, because it's kind of hilarious how well it works, especially for this band. Love the name. Didn't know the band. Experimental indie rock. Upright bass. Trombones. Minnesota. The Airborne Toxic Events. Similar artists? Question mark. Cloud Cult is going to be at City Winery. That's Saturday. All right, on to Holy Sunday, and we got NLE Chopper coming a big night live. This is for fans of NBA Youngboy, Blueface, or just classic Southern hip-hop coming from Memphis. This is a 19-year-old. Biggest hit was a few years ago called Shot to Flow, and he's still going. But over at Paradise, we got Eels bringing us the gig. This is for Beck or Weezer fans, or hey, if you even like Guster on Friday night, come on out. They got a brand new album. It's called Extreme Witchcraft. The album cover kind of reminds me of Starburst, and the album kind of sounds like it too, if that makes sense. Anyways, last thing I got for you on Sunday is Tora over at Brighton Music Hall. This is an Australian electronic band. Cites Frank Ocean, Khalees, and Outkast. Wait, that is so many great influences, and she has them all. Anyways, trust me, this is going to be a very special event, and very special people being there, including Pink Palace, who is opening. All right, Monday. I want to switch this up. I got some really interesting bands coming in on Monday. And you got to check out, first of all, at Paradise Bloodbath. This is a Christian rock band. No, I'm joking. This is a Swedish death metal supergroup from Stockholm that you need to come and get your ears blown out. Trust me, that'll be great. That's at Paradise Monday. Okay, next is Coffin Cats. What a great band name. Let me tell you even a little bit more about them. They're a psychobilly punk band with a sick upright bass player. What the fuck is psychobilly, you ask? It's offshoot of rockabilly. What the fuck is rockabilly, you ask? I don't fucking know, but I read about it and it was something from early 1950s, kind of associated with hillbilly music, which makes sense as to why I don't know what it is, but I don't know. This sounds really sick. You got the Hellbound Hitmen and Darker Days opening up. This is at Sonia. And the last thing I got for you on Monday is Tunic. They've got a new album called Quitter. Get a drink at Lulu's. Get a tattoo at the same place I got my first tattoo, at Stingray. And then head right over to O'Brien's and check out Tunic with Shaking Hell. All right, if for whatever reason you slept at O'Brien's, I got something for you on Tuesday, and it's Bob Log III. This is a one-man band, slide guitars, good old blues punk. There's a lot of mashups at the beginning of next week, so make sure you check that out. That's at O'Brien's. You also got Royal Blood at the House of Blues. This is English rock band supporting their relatively new project, Typhoons. But they've also got a great new single called Honey Brains. They got Cleopatra opening up as well. Last thing I got for you this week is the Walters over at the Paradise Rock Club. If you liked Peach Pit a few weeks ago, or if you love Mitski like me, Bedroom Pop, lots of good hairdos, this is going to be the Walters over at Paradise Rock Club. And I think that's it for this week. That's all we got. Hey, if for whatever reason you're tuning into this episode on a Thursday or a Friday, that means you probably missed our inside scoop. But it also tells me that you're not subscribed, and you should subscribe so that you can get this episode first thing on Wednesdays, and you know everything that's happening during the week. All you gotta do is subscribe to us, follow us to Lust for Live, BOS, on all the social platforms. A wise man once said, I don't want to miss a thing. I think his name was Steven Tyler. I forgot the name of the song or the movie that made it really big. Anyways, we got bills to pay. I'm joking. Everybody knows the movie Interstellar, right? Whatever. Anyways, coming up next, we got the one and only.
The draw.
And we are... We're back. Ladies and gentlemen, and all those who refuse to be on the gender spectrum, this is The Drop. It's that point on the show where I give you my little scoop on what's happening in the world. And this week is no different than the last, and the fact that this is an extremely important show that is going to elevate the rest of the city, that is going to elevate your mind. It's Tech N9ne, y'all. Do you not know who Tech N9ne is? Tech N9ne is a hip-hop legend. There was a Forbes list that came out not too long ago about like the highest earning hip-hop artists in the world. And a lot of people were surprised to see Tech N9ne on that list. But I was not. Tech N9ne is a hustler. He's 50 years old now. Doesn't feel like it. Just put out a new project last year called Asinine. And he has not missed a beat. Literally. And metaphorically. Trust me. Get some merch. That's one thing that you should learn. All the artists out there that are trying to figure out how to make it in this music industry, follow Tech N9ne and what he's done with his independent label, what he's done with his merch game, and go see the show Tuesday at the Worcester Palladium. Coming up next is our interview section. We get to sit down with Massachusetts native Johan Lennox. Johan has been cooking up, especially with his new project, What Do You Want to Be When You Grow Up? Now, Johan has grown up and is doing and being a lot of different things, including being a songwriter, a composer. I mean, an amazing composer. Has worked with some of your favorite artists, including 070 Shake. Now, 070 Shake is on tour right now and will be doing 3 nights in a row, including 1 at Big Night Live on May 20th and 2 at Paradise Rock Club right after that. If you see the show, you might see Johan Lennox opening up and doing a Nirvana cover.
Sure, yeah, I'm doing this song called Dumb. It's off of In Utero. And I think he also does it on the live New York, live Unplugged. Unplugged in New York, or this group is called.
MTV Unplugged.
MTV Unplugged, exactly. Yeah, I like a lot of the Nirvana stuff, and I was, a lot of people know I didn't really listen to much like pop or hip hop music, certainly nothing current when I was a kid, but I did have a couple like hand-me-down Nirvana CDs from my brother. And so because of that, like I was actually a pretty big fan of that music and I pretty much know like all their songs, you know, just by heart. And so, but that one's always been a favorite of mine. I mean, I think from a lyrical perspective, it's one of the only ones that really like tells an actual linear story almost, or like that really has like not even a story, but it has like an actual like point, where it's like, I feel like a lot of the other stuff was more sort of just ephemeral, like bars and stuff, which I feel like it's not her usually wrote. But Dumb is really like pretty traditional from a lyrical perspective, and I tend to gravitate towards that stuff. And then I think it also just is a message that's pretty similar to like a lot of my own songs, so I think it made sense for that reason. It's sort of like suburban like feelings of just like, you know, having nothing to do and getting fucked up.
Yeah, totally. Speaking of which, congratulations on the new project. What Do You Want to Be When You Grow Up?
Thank you.
It took me like 2 minutes to figure out what the acronym was, because I'd never seen an acronym so long. But
I love that. I mean, yeah. All right.
Once I started listening to the album, it made so much sense. Even it being an acronym, as opposed to the whole thing. How's that been performing that?
how's it been performing? Or what was listening to?
How has it been performing that new project?
Oh, the album?
Yeah.
I mean, I think good. I forgot my login on the Spotify app that shows me like what every song is doing every day, and it's kind of been nice to not be checking up on the numbers so much lately. You know, it's just the past couple of days. I'll probably find it when I get back. You know, but
yeah,
I think sometimes it's. I mean, I think that's why the live stuff has been nice, because it's just very like real, and you just actually feel whether or not people are like connecting to the music and shit. And it's like, obviously, it's nice if a song gets like 20 million plays or something. That's good for everybody and definitely helps me, but it's still just a number. Like, you don't really see the reaction. So I mean, it's always been more about the DMs from people being like, I really felt this song, or like, my favorite song is this, or why'd you do this in this particular way or whatnot. And so that stuff plus the live shows have been the best way to celebrate, I think, for me.
Yeah, that's definitely got to be way more fulfilling than just reading some numbers on a screen, but getting actual reactions from people.
Yeah.
I mean, the first thing I wanted to ask you, to be honest, was I wanted to check on you in your spirit and in your mind, because your music kind of is like that meme with like the pink house and then the black house right next to it, where it's like the music sounds like the pink house and the lyrics are kind of, it's got some darkness to it too. So I wanted to see how you're feeling.
That's funny. Making
sure you're good.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely true what you say about it. And that's an interesting way to put it, that yeah, like the music is a lot less dark than the lyrics in some ways, but I do think the lyrics are kind of like funny in a lot of spots if you like kind of listen closely. Like, there's a lot of sort of sarcasm that I like. It's I would say the mood of the album is less like, oh, like this is horrible and I hate being alive, and it's more like, this is horrible, so fuck it, you know, like whatever.
Mm-hmm. Thank you again to Johan Lennox for a great conversation. The convo got way deeper than that, as always. You can check that out on our YouTube page for the full thing. We got only so much time left, and I'm going to spend it on some cultural updates coming up next. But before that, I need to make sure that you followed us. Have you enjoyed the show? Is there things that we can improve on? If you got any ideas, shoot us an email at lustforlivebos@doubleelvis.com. Until I get that email, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's happening in the culture throughout our beautiful city.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
All right, first off, shout out to the Celtics making it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Whew. We love you, boys. We love you. Keep it going. First thing I got for you this week, cultural updates, is Harpoon Fest is back. That's right, one of my favorite festivals. I got to headline it last year, and this year I got a whole bunch of homies that are going to be on that, including Carissa Johnson. I got a great song with her, Tori Tori. You should definitely check out our show next month. Gatch, Latrell James, Tim Hall, you know the brother, Lightfoot, and so much more. Trust me, you want to check that out. That's going to be good beer, good food, good music. That's at Harpoon Brewery down in the Seaport, May 20th, 21st. Coming up soon is the Harvard Square Open Market opening day. That's happening on June 5th. 50 plus local artists, makers, vintage vendors, and live music. What more do you want? What more do you want from me? Oh, that's a deep cut Tyrese reference for those who aren't laughing right now. All right, out in the Fitchburg area, the Fitchburg Art Museum has announced a call to artists, to anyone working as an artist 30 miles in distance to the Fitchburg area. Apply now to become part of one of the oldest juried exhibitions in New England, the 86th Regional Exhibition of Art and Craft at the Fitchburg Art Museum. The deadline is May 22nd, 2022. Follow the Fitchburg Art Museum on Twitter for more information. Also, happening on Wednesday night, May 16th, Cantab Lounge is back, y'all. And Janae Johnson is going to be headlining the poetry night. Janae's an amazing poet. If you haven't heard them yet, trust me on this. You want to check it out. Can't Tap Lounge is just legendary for what it is. And the last thing I got for you, out in Lowell, spot called Coffee and Cotton. Third Thursday of every month, they have a cast of vinyl DJs spinning. Get a craft beer, bite, browse a shop, have yourself a good time. And that's it for cultural updates for this week. Coming up next, This Week in Disgraceland History. Happy birthday to the late Christopher Wallace, a.k.a. the Notorious B.I.G., who was born on May 21st, 1972. The Brooklyn rapper, who would have turned 50 this week, rose from the streets to claim the crown of East Coast hip-hop by the age of 22. Give his career and crimes a listen in the two-part Season 7 finale of Disgraceland, available for free, exclusively on Amazon Music. And while you're at it, check out Double Elvis's acclaimed podcast, Woman in Hip Hop, with Jazzy Bell, back for a new season this week, wherever you get your podcasts. All right. We're done here. End of another episode, specifically episode 8, Lust for Live Boston. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for supporting. Special thanks to our guest, Johan Lennox. Make sure to follow Johan on all socials and stuff. And do the same for Matt MacArthur and the record company, who was an amazing inside scoop for today. Shout outs to Cliff Notes, too. Great host. Did you know that this episode was recorded and produced by Cliff Notes? Did you know that my name is Cliff Notes? And I am your host. Additional production, engineering, mixing, and writing by the Hipstery team at Hipstery Studios. Holla at us, y'all. Executive producers Jake Brennan, Brady Sadler, Carly, Carrie Oli, and producer Chris O'Keefe. Hey, have y'all followed us on socials? And you should follow me, too. And you should shoot us some recommendations. Tell us what's happening in the city. If you're following me, tell me what's happening on TV. I need a new show. Not a new podcast. This one's going great so far, and I'm hoping you're enjoying it. And I hope we feed your lust for life.